Well, I have a question. Let me bring it back around here. We know the Podfather, or no, the, I don't know, what is he? Big Fatty? What is his?
Grand Fatty.
Grand Fatty of the internets.
Although I decided to, I'm going to dub him my brother in fat.
Well, he loves Chick-fil-A.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But, and I've eaten there and a few times. I have one within about 5 blocks of my house. And I like their food, but what percentage of their money goes to places that, that...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I wouldn't be happy with.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
My brother in fat.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode... Oh, shit, what episode is this? Oh, Big Fatty! 476 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 1th of December, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, I promised it yesterday, everybody named Wes is going to have a voice letter. Ooh, yay!
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Heidi ho ho ho, everyone! It is the 1st of December, and I hope that your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, that is the one and only Mr. Burl Ives. And, y'all, he sings the Holly Jolly Christmas. Y'all, Big Fatty loves him some Big Fat Burl Ives, y'all, because he is on the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which is one of those Rankin-Bass productions that comes out every year around this time. In fact, y'all, get out your pencils now because Big Fatty has got the date and the time. The date and the time for you. For this year's performance of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Y'all, it's coming up tomorrow night, Wednesday night, the 2th of December. And y'all, it is now being presented in HD. And y'all, I've got to tell you something. The Rankin-Bass things in the HD, they're a little creepy. They're just a little bit on the creepy side because you've got the 2009 technologies and the 1960s puppets. And y'all, they're just a little creepy. So if you've got the good HD TV, you can see Rudolph and my good friend Burl Ives in the HD, and you make the decision. Oh, Big Freddy, we would like to decide for ourselves if we think it's creepy, because this is a loved part of the holiday season for us, and we prefer to make the decisions on our own. Okay, well, y'all get out there and make your decisions Wednesday night at 8 Eastern, which is the only time zone that really matters. Y'all, I've been catching up on some podcasts, and my goodness, Gussie, y'all, old Scotty, our Aussie battler, he needs a good enema, y'all. He is poopy. He was poopy, because y'all, coming up on, I believe it's Friday, who says that? Somebody says that on their podcast, I don't remember who it is. He is going to be turning 40, and y'all, I'm telling you, Scotty and everybody who has already hit 40, trust me, it only gets better. Trust me on this one. And just get out there and embrace it. And y'all, it sounded to me like he on his latest show, he was all poopy because the roommate was going to have over some friends from the salt mine. And And they were going to have a crema party. And y'all, it's too early for a crema party. So I think that they were having some sort of surprise birthday party for him. But I don't know that. That's just a gut feeling from Big Fatty. And trust me, if anybody knows anything about guts, it is Big Fatty. Yes! And then, y'all, the gay country boy, Wes, who we will hear from later in this podcast, because y'all, everyone named Wes who listens to the BFO, called into the BFO. And y'all, it is December, so it's time for me to be playing some of the Thanksgiving voice letters. Oh, Big Freddy, we love it when you're right on schedule. But y'all, Wes is having a birthday on Saturday. Yes, on Saturday, y'all. He's on the 5th. And he'll be turning 40 also. But or either that or maybe... Oh, Big Freddy, you've gotten it confused. Y'all, it's over there. That Kim Brewer, she has been at it again, y'all. She is at it again. She has, let me just go over here. She's got pictures. Oh, there's Wes. It's the International Birthday Dishes and Wishes. And y'all, evidently they both like to eat squirrel. And y'all, I believe that is from the beaver family. Squirrels, either that or they're from the rat. I don't think it's the weather rat family, but it is the rat family. It's the country beaver Wes. That's it. And y'all, they're both, I am mistaken, they're both turning 32 this weekend. Yes, they are. And y'all, all that means is that there was a lot of fucking going on at the beginning of March. Yes, 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 Wes. And y'all, evidently, Wes is going to meet Big Fatty when he comes over there to the Atlantas. By the way, no word from Frank from Atlanta, so he's officially unsubscribed. But anyway, y'all, speaking of people that I thought had unsubscribed, that out of the blue, y'all, there was a tweety today from Omar. You know, he used to be a podcaster up there in the Chicagos, and he said, "Oh, I am working from home, and I am listening to the BFO." Y'all had no idea he was still a listener. I thought he just, you know, because, you know, he has fallen in love with that that Danish pizza that called Evo Pizza. Maybe it's not pizza. What is it? Evo is, what is it? I thought it was a pizza. It's a, in Charleston, Evo is a pizza. But anyway, it may be something different up there in the Chicagos. But, and y'all, speaking of the Chicagos, that Miss Lala Lauren, she has been a busy beaver. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have called her a beaver. Poor Miss Lauren, you've been referred to as a beaver. But, you know, you could be called worse. You could be called a big fatty. Oh! But, y'all, she was doing all kinds of that online shopping. And I think John Ong is in charge of all that. But anyway, Big Fatty, just shut the hell up and play those damn voice letters. We want to hear people say Happy Thanksgiving to you. All right. You asked for it.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a shame.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Zach B from Dangerous and Lovely. I just thought that I would call and say Happy Thanksgiving. I hope everything is going all right. Hope you're having a fabulous Thanksgiving. And try not to eat too much, because that's never a good thing. Even though it's Thanksgiving and it's like National Gluttony Day. But yeah, I'm going to eat the hell out of some turkey. I don't know that much. Anyway, well, I will talk to you later. All right, bye.
Y'all, that is the Zaccabee from, and that is not to be confused with the chicken joint in the South Kakalaki called the Zaxby's. It's the Zaccabee He is from the Dangerous and Lovely, and I hope I get to see Zachaby and the Dangerous and Lovely kids when I'm up there in the Washington D.C. area in January. Y'all, I'm still looking for suggestions on places to have a little hoot nanny for the listeners and all up in the D.C. area. Y'all, and Zachaby, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving also. And y'all, he brings up the use of the term gluttony. And y'all, you know, a day of gluttony. Well, you know, as far as Vera...
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
As far as Vera is concerned, a day of gluttony is called Saturday. And y'all, speaking of this, you know, I don't know if you listen to her show or not, but y'all, I'm going to just tell you something. You know, oh, I am a gourmet cook. Yes, oh, I am just a wonderful cook. And y'all, I'm telling you, when was it? I guess it was Sunday night. It was Sunday night on the 20. Myron and I are having some pizza rolls, and I wish I could make some hamburger helper. Y'all, gourmet cook and pizza rolls. Y'all, I don't get it. I don't get it. And y'all, I'm just going to go ahead and say this because since we already brought her up, y'all, she's just been ugly about these podcast awards. And y'all, quite frankly, let me just find this real quick because it's really, you just got to have the right words. By the way, the voting is over, y'all. Oh, dear Gussie. The voting ended yesterday, the last day of the month of November. And dear Gussie, where is that nasty thing that she wrote? Where is it? Oh, Brad Prady, you should have had this ready before now. Oh, dear Gussie. All right, let me just look at it this way. Brad Prady, where is it? Oh, here it is right here. This is what she tweeted. She tweeted this. Brad Prady, you are so funny. I've just voted for your fat ass for the final time. Thank God this shit is over. And y'all, I mean, yes, I'm appreciative. I'm appreciative for the vote. But y'all, it's a backhanded slap. It is a backhanded slap along with the vote. And y'all, there have been so many of you that have been so sweet to go over to the podcast awards. Okay, it's too late to vote now. Too late. However, Big Fatty is going to leave a link over there at the BFO so you can go and check the outcome of the voting. I don't know when that'll be posted or anything. Y'all, they've probably got some folks from Florida down there counting the hanging chads. And y'all, it may take them a while. If I don't win, I may have to take it to the Supreme Court. What do you think, Melissa?
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Melissa the Confused. I'm just calling to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. I was actually just about to cook up some bacon for some green beans for tomorrow because today's the day before Thanksgiving. And once I pulled the bacon out, I thought of you. Go figure. Who would have thought? Bacon, Big Fatty. The two go together, don't they? Anyway. I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you have too many gentlemen callers, and I hope you have too much Tanqueray and way too much fun. You have a good one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Y'all, that is Melissa the Confused. She lives out there near the surface of the sun, so she probably knows just what I'm talking about with that gourmet cook out there who loves to fire up the institutional kitchen. Oh, I must have a professional kitchen to cook my pizza rolls. Oh, dear Gussie. Miss West, get me out of this. And could you do some heavy breathing while you talk to me? That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, this is Miss West. Not to be confused with the West in Atlanta, who you are going to be going to pay a visit to very shortly. And I just want to say that I am jealous. If I sound a bit out of breath, it's because I'm taking a walk through the hometown here to work off some of Mother's turkey and gravy. And I'm going up the big hill right now. But I called to comment on a couple of things over the podcast that you've been putting out. And I heard that It's very unfortunate that Auntie Vera cannot put the turkey skins in her mouth because of the father's foreskin, but just imagine what she wouldn't be able to put into her mouth if she had seen her father's aft skin. Woof. So now I did send a Twitter out to J.C. Marple to ask him about the difference between crema and Christmas, because, you know, there was an interruption in your broadcast that day, and he was not familiar with the difference. So it just proves that he is not the racist apparently you are. And what else was I going to mention here? I don't remember. So if I remember, I might just have to call you back. Oh, I was going to ask you, would you mind giving out your recipe for the salted pecans, because, you know, it is crema time, and it's a very good recipe. I don't think I wrote it down, or I didn't keep it from last year. So please give us your recipe, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Y'all, that is Miss West from the Live It Up podcast, and y'all, you know, I just, Brett Friday, you say crema, and that must make you a racist. Oh, and by the way, could you give me your recipe for your delicious salty nuts? And y'all, but Big Fatty's a giver. I am a giver, y'all. And y'all, I thought I had covered the difference between Christmas and crema, but evidently Miss West did not get the memo on that. So anyway, just go with it. I noticed that my daughter, Nessa, the youngest daughter, Nessa, she is already saying crema. And y'all, it's just, you might as well just embrace it, y'all. Dear Gussie, embrace it. Now, y'all, if I don't shut up, we're not going to get this other Wes's phone call in here, y'all. And he is the country boy, Wes. And I think Miss Wes out there in the San Diegos, I think she's just jealous that I'm going to get to see the other Wes. Oh, Big Freddy, you may have hit it on the head.
Dearest Big Fatty, hello there. It is your gay country boy down in the Georgia. Just wanted to call in, say hello, and tell you that it's cold as hell down here. I need somebody to come and warm me up. I need something fuzzy laying next to me, and one of those damn snugglers won't do it because I get cold all over, especially in my extremities. So just wanted to call and say hey, and catch up with you later, and can't wait till you get down to the Atlantas. We're going to have lots of fun going to some naked boys and definitely some in underwear. So, you know, and bring your leather. I'll bring mine. Hopefully we won't freeze to death wearing it. So, until later, talk to you. Bye.
Y'all, that is Wes, the gay country boy. Dear sweet Gussie. Y'all, that was as close to phone sex as Big Fat has had in a long time. Dear Gussie. Y'all, if you haven't listened to Wes, he is over there. You can get to his podcast over at the BFO. Now, I've got to see where I've put it over there, though. Because, Burke Friday, we know you always put it in a special place where, you know, Wes, both of the Wes's go in a special place. Oh, Burke Friday, that sounded dirty. Well, it was supposed to be. Where is it, Burke Friday? It was down there at the very bottom. Wes, a gay country hottie. Yeah, oh, dear Gussie. Well, dadgummit, I was going to go back and review with Miss Wes the difference between Christmas and crema. But, y'all, the main thing is it's crema. Merry crema to you and yourn. And, y'all, speaking of, I will give the recipe, by the way, to for Big Fatty's salted nuts. Because, y'all, it's just not the holidays until you've had Big Fatty's warm salted nuts in your mouth. Because, y'all, they're just wonderful. You just want to keep them there and suck on them and just take in all the essence and all of that. And, then maybe, you know, we can do something as brothers.
My brother in fat.
Yes, brothers in fat. That'll be good.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.